is the Lady DJ. Stay tuned for all the hits right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Joe Palca reporting. President Obama speaks to UN Climate Summit. U.S. President Barack Obama urged world leaders to rise to this moment Monday, telling them their progress at a UN Climate Summit in Paris will be measured by the suffering that is averted and a planet that is preserved. He first extended his condolences to the people of Paris in the wake of the terrorist attacks earlier this month.
And we salute the people of Paris for insisting this crucial conference go on. An act of defiance that proves nothing will deter us from building the future we want for our children.
He called on the delegations to agree to a system that is transparent and gives them confidence everyone is meeting their commitments. And what specifically is at stake for the African nations at the summit? Anita Powell reports from Johannesburg.
For months, African negotiators have repeated a sort of mantra as they prepared for climate change talks in Paris. Worldwide 2-degree temperature rise limit, binding agreement, financial help from developed nations. Mongani Majola, a spokesman for President Jacob Zuma, explained from Paris.
We're expecting that there will be some conclusion of the negotiations that started in Durban in 2011 towards a negotiated legally binding agreement will be bound by an agreement.
But as negotiators gather in Paris this week, the most important thing, a solution, is very much up in the air. Anita Powell, VOA News, Johannesburg.
Now, the leaders at the summit are indeed working to agree on binding measures to keep global temperatures from rising more than 2 degrees Celsius. This is VOA News.